entire 6 years. So USA, rich history in football, Bad Axe as well, trying to get back to their winning ways, and we have a great football game in front of us.
We do. Looks like about time for kickoff.
And USA is going to be kicking off left to right across the radio. Number 45, the kicker for USA. That's Zach Comer, a 5'11" senior. There's the boot. Goes out to about the 10-yard line where number 3, Seth Geiger's there to pick it up. He runs to his left, down to the near sideline, up to the 22-yard line, breaks and finally gets pushed out of bounds at the 23-yard line. And that's where Bad Axe will start, first and 10.
Number 16, McKay Jones, is the one to throw him out of bounds.
Bad Axe is coming out in the maize pants, blue jerseys with blue maize lettering, and the traditional winged helmets, much similar to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. First and 10 from their own 22-yard line. The sticks are at the 32-yard line. Bad Axe comes out. Two men in the backfield, wing tee to the left. Ben Braden, your quarterback, is under center, working off of the left hash, right to left across your radio. There's the snap. Rolls to his right is number 3, Seth Geiger. He gets back to the line of scrimmage and maybe out to the 24-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 2 for the Hatchets. Second and 8 coming up.
Number 22, Nathan Melke, first one to get him. 72, your boy Brendan Ballard in the area as well.
Second and 8 from the 25-yard line, in fact. Maddox still in the huddle. 11:23 left in the first quarter. No score. USA at Bad Axe. Bad Axe with the ball on their first drive. Braden under center. Two men in the backfield. Strong sides to the right. This is a keeper to, it's a handoff right up the middle to number 23, or 22. That's Matt McVay. Brought up from JV. USA without a JV team this week. So number 22, Matt McVay, with the carry out to the 30-yard line. Gain of 5. And brings up a third and short, third and 2 from the 30-yard line.
So far, maybe using Emmerich as a little bit of a decoy so far, giving two different guys carries. Probably McVay, somebody USA probably knows nothing about.
USA bringing the blitz. Bad Axe hands it off right down the middle. Same exact play out to the 32.5-yard line. Looks like they have it by about a half a yard. McVay, again, the ball carrier. They're moving the chains. First and 10 for Bad Axe. So a good start for the Hatchets here.
Nothing outlandish, nothing crazy, just pounding ground football, 4 yards, 3 yards, 3.5 first down. That's what we've seen so far, nothing fancy.
10:25 left in the first quarter, no score, USA at Bad Axe. Bad Axe coming out of the huddle. And same formation, two men in the backfield. That's number 23 to the right. That's Jared Emmerich and Matt McVay, the other one. This was a handoff to Emmerich around the left side. Gets around to the line of scrimmage. Finally meets the competitor at the 40-yard line. And brought down right next to the first down marker at the 43-yard line. Regardless, that's a 10-yard gain for Jared Emmerich on his first carry of the night.
Number 88, Dan Rick makes the tackle. He plays defensive back, and he was the first one to see him about 9 yards down the field. So far, Bad Axe's offense been deceptive. And I think
they're going to bring up a six here.
I agree. You took the words right out of my mouth. That's exactly what I was going to say.
The ball is lying in between the hash mark and the near sideline, right at the 43-yard line, very near the first down marker. So chains are coming out with 10:04 with the clock stopped in the first quarter. No score. Bad Axe hosting USA on a beautiful homecoming night. Down on the track are some junior cheerleaders joining in on the homecoming festivities. We had a chili cook-off out in the parking lot and the parade going through town at 5 o'clock. And it's a first down by about 6 inches. So Bad Axe moves the chains once again. That's 2 first downs on the night thus far on 2 attempts. First and 10 for the Bad Axe Hatchets at their own 43-yard line. Dave, what does USA need to do to stop this Bad Axe offense?
Well, right now, Clark, they need to fill the holes that the offensive line is creating on offense. The holes have been too big. That 10-yard run was just too easy for Emmerich.
Braden under center hands this off to Emmerich, rolling around the right side, breaks free with his first tackle out to midfield, right to the 50-yard line. That's a gain of 7 on the play, brings up a 2nd and 3. Bad Axe is fired on all cylinders right now and keeping it on the floor.
Protecting the football, not risking a chance for turnover. So far, they've run probably two different plays.
Yeah.
And have ran them over and over, those two plays. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I mean, just keep running it, 3, 4, 5. They've gotten 7 yards on that play.
Second and 3 from midfield at the 50-yard line, right to left across your radio. This one's to McVay, 22, to the left side. He gets past the first down marker in about 4 more yards. Gain of 6 in a play. Move the chains one more time. They're out to USA's 44-yard line.
The senior linebacker, John Bauer, makes the tackle.
Ben Brain get the call from head coach Mark May on the sidelines. Gets back into the huddle. Clock continues to roll with 9 minutes and 13 seconds left in the first quarter. Badax on their first possession tonight. Moving the chains 3 times already. And marching right down the field. 2 men in the backfield. Tight end in motion. That's number 7, Bailey Heinz. And we have flags all over the place. Probably going to be a false start against Badax. And it is against Badax. So they'll move the chain and move the line of scrimmage back 5 yards. Nearly at midfield at the USA 49.5-yard line. Now first and 15 for Badax. The first miscue of the night.
Yeah, and it comes too early, Clark. Badax had a good thing going on. Little things like that that really prevent you from getting over the hump, getting to that next level. Let's see how they respond.
Badax facing a first and 15 right from midfield, right to left across your radio, winged helmets and all. He's taking a receiver wide each way. That's number 7 to your right, Bailey Heinzen, to the left, number 12, Tyler Labor. Both tight ends, 2 men in the backfield, Ben Braid under center. Rolls to his right, going trying for the option. And he's caught in the backfield by that big number 72. Brendan Ballard breaks through the line and gets a loss of 6 on the play back at the 44-yard line. Braden nearly escaped the tackle, but it was too much for him.
Can't put one guy on him, Clark. He's too big. He's too powerful. He got in the backfield. He got 5 yards deep to make that tackle. One-on-one, he's just not an even match. You're going to have two guys on him all night long.
Badax now facing a second and 22. Down in their own territory at their own 44-yard line. Working off the right hash. Badax bringing it back in. 2 men in the backfield, no receivers wide. Braden under center. It's a handoff to Emmerich around the left end. He's back to the 50-yard line into USA territory. Finally brought down the 48. That's a gain of 8 on the play. But still plenty to go. Third and 15 coming up.
Number 22, Nathan Melke, makes a tackle. That's the play, Clark, that's been working for Badax so far on his first drive. They go to it because they can lean on it for 6, 7, 8 yards. Let's see what they do on 3rd and 14. It's just too long to run that play, even though it's working.
Badax on the USA 49-yard line. Move the chains to start this possession 3 times, and now they're starting to stall out at midfield. 7 minutes and 15 seconds left in the first quarter. Nothing has scored yet. Handoff to Emmerich. Same play around the left side, and here's USA to meet him in the backfield. Loss of 2 on the play. Brings up a 4th and 18 now.
Number 28, Brandon Harper, not fooled.
He's a 4th and 16 from the 49-yard line of Badax. So a few substitutions come in for Badax, trying to alleviate this 4th and very long. Good stop for the USA defense to begin this game.
They were given a little bit of a gift to Badax with an unfortunate false start penalty. Put him back 5, and then attack on the backfield made it 2nd and very, very long.
Tyler Labor, the punter from staying at his own 39-yard line, gets this down, bounces at the 27, takes a Badax bounce all the way down to the 15-yard line and stops at the 14, where Dylan White's there to down it. So USA will be with a long field ahead of them, starting 1st and 10 from their own 14-yard line.
Look for a very similar offensive setup, probably 3 guys in the backfield, more of that wing T formation. Look for USA to pound the ball similar to what Badax was doing, and hope to avoid them unnecessary penalties.
6 minutes and 23 seconds left in the first quarter. No score thus far. USA forces Badax to punt in their first possession. 2 men in the backfield, receiver wide each way. Beachy in the shotgun, and it hands it off to 16. McKay Jones around the left end. He's out to about a 12-yard gain when all said and done. The speedster forced out of bounds right at the 25-yard line. That's a gain of 11 and a first down.
Jones has got some wheels. He was the receiver spread wide. Come in motion, they just handed it off to him, and he had a full head of steam as soon as he got the football. So good play design there.
Bad Axe marked off 5 minutes and